Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Some of Jesus' last words to the disciples were, "Wait here for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit." It makes you a bold witness of Jesus to the world around you. Jesus isn't offering a suggestion. He's actually giving us this divine commission. With the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, your life is to witness to the world in your own neighborhood and even reverberating around the world that they need Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, what does this mean for your daily life? It means the Holy Spirit's there for more than just being your comforter, but he will comfort you. He's there for more than just being a way of direction or a check in your heart, although he will help show you the way to go, and he will show you how to become more like Jesus. But the main goal, Jesus is saying the essence of why he's come is to actually empower you to live a life that matters for all of eternity, because when we share the gospel and when we love the world around us and when we bring Jesus into our workplace and into our neighborhood, we're living on this great commission mandate to go into all the world and make disciples, to reach people for Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit's primary job that Jesus says, yes, he's your teacher, he's your comforter, he's your counselor, he's the encouragement that you need, he's the correction that you need. But he's here to empower you to live a life that's bigger than yourself. He doesn't just give you strength, strength to endure, strength to make it through. Oh, he has that in ample supply. No, he gives you a supernatural strength, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, so that you can bring the dead things in this world back to life. And if you actually want your faith walk to grow, you quit just living in a faith zone that's, God, can you meet my needs? God, can you help me? God, can you do something for me? No, you start shifting your mindset to thinking, how can I bring more of God to the world around me? Because we get the privilege to shine his light in the darkest of places, to bring hope to the hopeless, to bring love to those that feel unlovable, to bring grace to those that need it the most. So if you want to change your day today, ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to live a different way, to live a witness way, to bring Jesus to the world around you. And more than just inviting them to church and being a nice person, be willing to share your story that before you found Christ or before you were fully devoted to Jesus, this is how you were, but this is who you are now, and this is who you're becoming. You're becoming everything you're called to be for the glory of God. So let's live as witnesses today, and you'll find that some of your frustrations, even some of your fears, will begin to go away as you move forward in living as a bold witness with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Let me lead you in a prayer. Why don't you pray this with me? Simple prayer. Holy Spirit, empower me, baptize me, strengthen me, make me bold. I won't fear what people think. I'm going to live in the awe of God, and I'm going to share the goodness of God to the world around me. Let my life matter beyond just my time on earth. Help me make an eternal impact for the advancement of your kingdom. And let me give all the glory to God. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.